There's danger like this. You see, then this, if this is a very good practice, it's one of the practice you can do to stop those disasters that to do with the weather, those disasters with the elements. This is very effective. So, of course, if it's done by somebody who's living pure morality, either lay or ordinary person, then depends on the person how much qualified, strong compassion, bodhicitta, or emptiness, or the very basic thing, more pure in the morality, you see, then it's very effective. Those worldly devas, they will listen to you. Whatever order you give them, they will listen to you. So, such a 1 or 2 minutes practice can overcome that problem. Tornado or whatever, this disaster destroys many billions of dollars, house or whole town, completely destroy, the whole house, whole building, all the people, complete, everything goes in space, in the sky, and they destroy it within, hours. So, such something like this, very simple, that deals with those beings who are causing that, who are involved in those violence. I think when I was at Sakisha Sopa's place doing course sometime, I think this few years ago, I think maybe the first time, I think when first time or the second time, one of there. So there's George Prox. He was there and he left. He went to Florida. He lives in Florida. Yang Srimpuchi was Chan's brother, Yang Srimpuchi. When he was at Kapan, I think Lama asked George to become the sponsor, to benefit. So George sponsored for some years. I remember one time he sent small airplane. Small airplane. Not that you can control, not that one. Just something. I remember I went and told him a hill, and played with it. But I think went and then dropped. And anyway, so after he went there, then he sent telephone to me. He didn't tell Geshe-la, but he told me that it's going to be a hurricane and pray. He asked me to pray, but then I gave him job. He told me to pray, but I gave him job. Said you recite Siddhagapa mantra. I think there are two mantras, long and short. I'm not sure which one he recited. I'm not sure. I don't remember one of the mantras. So I gave him job that you should recite this few malas, And then what else? I don't remember by now. That is the main one. And then I did a tea offering from my room in the Geshe Sopa's place. that's not much power. And then I don't remember tea offering. Anyway, I tried. So he chanted this mantra, the hurricane is coming. You see, it was predicted by weather people that it would come in Florida, where he is, you see. So the hurricane came, so we're chanting, the wind came, but then it went, when it came to Florida, you see, it came towards Florida, but then it went round. So then he explained afterwards what happened, you know. Seriously. So he had total faith. He proved, you know, that his practice worked. So anyway, so just a very simple thing. It's just a very simple thing. You see, for that one, you can't send armies, military, you see. When the hurricane comes, tornado, you can't send airplanes, you can't send armies there to fight. So no matter how much scientific knowledge or technology there is, you can't do anything. So here, very simple prayer due to Buddha Dhamma Sangha's power, you see. Just very simple prayer, few mantras. You know, just you chant some mantra, few malas, and then that can stop, that can overcome the problem where many billions and billions of dollars, you see, development get destroyed. You see, so many people become homeless, died. So, you see, power of Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you know, but on the basis of refuge, then you chant those mantras and these two offerings like that. So anyway, if there is kind of dangerous, then you can use this practice. So just to let you know, so that in case, this is not only to help yourself, but to help the country, to help many people, to save their lives from danger. Sort of that. And this is the government mantra. It's very good, very powerful. And more secret haikawa, that's another one, very powerful there, to overcome these things. The eight groups of the worldly beings, Deji, and here is a condensed, you know, there's names there, but there's a separate prayer. I think my relative Pemba, who is the resident teacher in Hong Kong Center, asked me to translate that. I think that there should be a translation of that. So when you for weather and for, you know, construction or big projects to present. So it's good to use that prayer with this, and then where their name comes, and then you start to offering to them by using that longer version. That group has outer inner secret, the eight groups like that. So as in the prayer, something like this, a few pages, so to insert there. So it's very, they're not, these beings are worldly beings, they're not object refuge, but this is the, they're very powerful, and so it's the, it's useful. In the Kishu Surface Place, when I was there for the teaching, so we're going to a picnic outside, you know, to have food like that. So it's raining. So I did, I think it's maybe, I did I think I used to two times, two different occasions of the course. It's, it could be accident, you know, because I did my prayer, it could be accident. But the sun did come, so the, I think maybe did it two, the two, when I did the, two, in the two different courses. So it was, at the end, near the, and, to have food outside, you know, so it's wet, you know, can't have, so to for picnics, what, something like that. yeah, seems to help, seems to say, I don't know, so, or, I mean, the, of course, based on karma, it could be also, and it could be also accident. These are the past ones, which appear to be collected by others, three times is collected by others. May the bodhicitta be generated with one's mind, the mind of all the sinners. They were generated. Without delay in second, and they were generated, made to be increased. Changju sum jorun bo je ma je wa nam je ju je kya wa nyam ba me ba kone kong du be wa ju. Then same thing, to realize emptiness, did it the same way, to realize emptiness. With one's mind, in the mind of all living beings. Those who realize sin to be developed, the wisdom to be developed. Tonya Tawa Rimboche, Majeva, Nam Jeju, Jeva, Nyamba, Meva, Yukone, Kondu, and Bevarajo. These are the past business, which are marriage clubs with eight times clubs with others. May all the father, mother, sentient beings have happiness. May all the father, mother, sentient beings have happiness. May the three lower and three lower beings empty forever. May all the Bodhisattva's prayers be succeeded immediately. May I be able to cause all that, all those to happen by myself alone. These are the past, present, future, may the question, tell me, is collected by others. From now on, may I able to benefit like the limitless skies, limitless skies. Towards sentient beings and teaching of Buddha, like medicine Buddha and like Lama Tsongkhapa, from now on in all my future lifetimes, in every second, by having the same quality within me as a medicine Buddha has, as Lama Tsongkhapa has. I give away all the past, present, future merits, and all the result happiness, temporary ultimate enlightenment, and all the merits today by taking advantage and so forth, all the merits collected in each session, correct times, so many times scarce of merit. including my own body in form of which granting jewel, fulfilling all the wishes of other sentiments, form of which granting jewel and all the belongings, make charity to every helpings. Every hungry ghost. Every single animals, every single human beings, every single suras, every single asuras, every single intermediate stage beings. and Sam, for Sam to the others, and Sam, higher Bodhisattvas. become calls to complete their path. Then offer also to gurus and become calls for success to spread Dharma, all the wishes to be succeed. but we collected so many times limitless scars made by this, by making charity on somebody, and then all the belongings and the merits and all the happiness, the result of happiness. So many times limitless scars made it just collected. Do this, then whatever suffering the sentient beings have may it be ripened to me, whatever happiness made it I have, may it be ripened towards all other sentient beings. From did all the three times by others. From now on, whatever. From now on, whatever action I do, whatever life I experience, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing jobs, whatever, and then whatever life, happy, unhappy, healthy, unhealthy, gain, loss, poor, rich. Receiving criticism, praise from others, even born in a hell realm, whatever happens to me, including that, may all my actions, experience of life from now on, to be the most beneficial to all sentient beings. That which causes all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment as quickly as possible by myself being enlightened. Did all the past, present, future merits collected by me, three time merits collected by Buddha, Buddha, Sabha, all other sentient beings. That which is like a dream. May the I who is like dream appears but is empty. Inherently existent, but it but is empty, but is non-existent. to achieve medicine, Buddha's medicine, Buddha's enlightenment, which also like dream. Lead all the sentient beings who are also like dream. To that enlightenment, which is like dream. By myself alone, who's also like dream. I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow all the extensive deeds of the Bodhisattvas, the Mandavata, the Mandukasha, so forth. And the three times Buddha Bodhisattvas admired the most. I dedicate my merits in that way. Jambalam bhavya chitra jimba da kundu sambo te yang de jindu te da kundi jesun da lo jenge wang de da tam jesha tu tu ten se ben jawa tam je jing lo wa kang la chu tu nu wa yin ta ke ke vi tsa wa di kun jing sambo chu je ra tu lo wa ra yin. I dedicate all the merits, numberless beings who are suffering the Lord realm, may the images get liberated from all those rank and pure and whether they can be enlightened or may they perfect in my body. in the achieving Lord Minister's crucible by meeting people to qualify among the Gamana teachings, and or include those people whose names given to me from our promised brothers or our and those who died. Collected by oneself, time is collected by others, oneself, one's own family members, and all the students and benefactors in this organization, and especially those who have sacrificed their life, giving up their life to the organization, to or offer service to the sentient beings and teaching the Buddha, and those who love my promised presence. Those who are doing service, and may all of us, may, including us here, everybody, everyone, may all of us have a long life to be healthy, all the wishes to be succeed immediately, may be able to exercise the steps of path of enlightenment and the standards teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa Unified Sutta, may be able to exercise completely in this very lifetime, without delay even a second. May all the sanghas, may all the gurus have a stable life, all their holy wishes succeed immediately. May all the sanghas in this organization able to complete scripture understanding, the realizations of the path of enlightenment in this very lifetime by living on the people there and receive all the need, or receive all the needs, all the protections. And all the social service centers, mental centers, to be most beneficial to all sentient beings, able to pacify suffering of the body, mind, of the sentient beings, and the spirit compassion, I'm talking about the mind, of the sentient beings, by the several needs, and all, including LMB, the Dharma projects, the 100,000 statue temple, the place of the Sangha, and as well as the 100,000 stupa to liberate sentient beings to enlightenment every day. So many sentient beings in silence, without words, bring them to enlightenment every day. Free them from some silent being to enlightenment every day. For hundreds of years or thousands of years, the last of the liberated, bring sentient beings to enlightenment every day. Or other social service projects here, schools and so on, universities for problems. And all the rest centers of the each individual centers of all the projects basically immediately. And then all the projects and so on, the building monastery, building holy objects and all the and including material succeed immediately, able to completely as quick as possible by the similar needs all the findings and then without any obstacle. Then may all these cause all these projects, all of the projects, cause all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment as quickest as possible by causing the direct slice of bodhicitta. Love and cancer, compassion, bodhicitta. And may the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching be spread and be the flowers forever. And may I be able to cause it to happen by myself. Chöjī jāvō tōngāvē chöjō nāmbara pēwātā kēkī tsamā shīvā tūnyē mālē tāngvā rāyī shūvā tātā shīngyē tō sūmdā tēvē tōnyē lā tēnyē jāvā lō sāntā. Sorry, I'm going to make some noise here. We are extremely fortunate that at least we can recite the correct words of emptiness. At least, we're extremely fortunate. At least, you see, the words are correct. Yes. based on, of course, all kind of conventional Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, question, Nagarjuna, and so forth, then Dhammacakkappa's clarification on emptiness. So, even if we don't know how to meditate, but at least to Lama Tsongkhapa's kindness, you know, that we have correct words. You know, at least the words are correct. Even you see, even one doesn't know what it means, what it's talking about. So words, so that's very important. First, the words to be correct, you know, very important. So that, depending on the words, then you can, depending on the correct words, then you can understand, then you can give chance to understand correct meaning. You see, from the correct words explanation, then gives, you see, give option to have correct understanding of emptiness, you see. The Prasangika's view, Madhyamaka school, they from the four schools of Buddhist philosophy, the Madhyamaka school, and then from those schools, Savatantrakana, Prasangika school view, the only one, which is the emptiness, you know. So, one can't meditate on emptiness, and then, you know, doesn't clear idea or can't meditate on emptiness. Doesn't have a clear idea or can't meditate on emptiness. So the two things. Doesn't have a clear idea. Even, you know, of course, one has idea but can't concentrate on that. You can't really get into that. Yeah. Can't, first of all, not clear what is empty of, you know, and what is the emptiness, and then even one has some idea but can't go really concentrate, you know, like that. So anyway, at least we have correct, you know, words, say, explanation, correct words. So even the words are not correct, then you have nothing to hold on, nothing. You have no basis to correct meditation. So therefore, I think Lama Tsongkhapa's the particular explanation is so therefore, you see, so clear, and so Lama Tsongkhapa is so therefore, it's kindness of Lama Tsongkhapa, special kindness of Lama Tsongkhapa. Of course, not only in this case, but also in many other aspects of Sutra and Tantra, other subtle points or important points, you see. So I think even the words, I think it's very correct words. I think it's so lucky, so fortunate. If you don't know what you're saying, but you know, at least have very correct words. to try to get the idea of that. That which leads to realization of realization of the middle way, Prasangika's school view emptiness, and then that leads to unification of dependent arising and emptiness. So many different ways of, say, explaining or, say, you know, the presentation. of course, somebody who has a lot of merit from past and did meditation on in the past, of course, you know, due to, great devotion, say, guru devotion, and that, you know, that gives, like, one receives incredible blessings. And then, of course, then it works out. They say the imprint, the past background, past imprint, and a lot of merit, and all that. and then purification, because of strong devotion, there's strong purification. So they, then it clicks, you know, by reading the teachings or by, you know, it'll kind of work. It clicks. It goes in right. It works. One day the person meditation works with the, you know, yeah, it can click the mind. So my guru is Chanbuchi used to say, and that he said like this: bodhicitta guru vision, bodhicitta is more difficult. The emptiness is there. It's a question of, you know, it's like thread that got messed, you know, knotted, you know. So you just need to recognize the point, the vital, the point that, you know, point that which can release everything, you see. The point, there's a point there which can release everything, you see. So it's a question of that, recognizing that point. So you should say that, you know. It's a question of recognizing that point. Once you hit that point, then you can release. It's so easy. So like that. So it's a question of, you see, recognizing the object to be reputed. Object of reputation or object to be reputed, in that which is called Tibetan Gacha. So that which say the inherent religion, the inherent religion phenomena, the true religion phenomena. So which doesn't say which doesn't say which is not there or which doesn't exist. To recognize, that this is a reputing object. This is object to be reputed. To recognize, you know. The meaning, what it means, true existence or existing by nature, the meaning of that, you know, recognize it, you know, we in our view, you see, 24 hours from birth to the death, from beginningless rebirth, you know, until the duality, until the, say, the subtle negative imprint led by delusion, until it is removed. until that is totally, completely removed. So the cessation of that is then in the enlightenment, full enlightenment, the great liberation, an abiding sorrowless state. So even until that happens, subtle negative imprint left by the concept of true existence, the delusion, which projects the dualistic view, inherently existent appearance, you know, which constantly decorate that negative imprint, which constantly decorate, project truly existent appearance on the whenever things are merely labor, right after the second mere invitation, was not thought merely, but then right after the second, the negative imprint project the inherently existent appearance. So like that, 24 hours, we have that hallucination covered all the phenomena, you know, mere level eye, mere level mind, mere level body. I guess, mere level senses, mere levels, you know, form, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects, all that. Mere level hell, mere level enlightenment, mere level happiness, mere level problems, mere level samsara, mere level liberation, all that. So, mere level virtue, mere level non-virtue, all that. So then, so mere level bodhicitta, mere level, so you know, as well as the whole entire suffering and delusions, mere level delusions, mere level ignorance, mere level anger, mere level attachment, all that. So all the delusions and all the sufferings, mere level all the realizations. So every time, right after the second, so right after the meditation, then the negative imprint project truly existent appearance. So the whole phenomenon is covered with the inherently existent appearance, you know, hallucination. So covered, everything is covered. Everything that which exists is what they are merely labeled by mind. Relating to the valid, you know, base, you know. So then the valid, same, the valid base is also merely, there's a mere imputation, another base, relating to another base. So it's all goes like that. So on and on like that, you know, goes on. So all the phenomena like that, you know. So all the phenomena, the way they exist, so the way they exist in my name. Existing being merely imputed. So everything that which exists what is being merely imputed by the mind, and but why they don't appear to, if that's the way how they exist, then why they don't appear to us, to me, all the time, that I'm merely imputed by the mind, whatever. So that is a blocked, because everything is covered by this projection, decoration, this inherently existent, you know, the appearance. So, so inherently existence appearance on the mere level eye, inherently existence is an appearance on the, I guess, inherently on the mere level, I guess, inherently existent appearance on mere level mind, mere level body, inherently existent appearance on mere level form, mere level, compounder gets merely labeled as the feeling, inherently in the appearance, merely labeled consciousness, and the aggregates of in a truly existing appearance, you know, on the mere labeled, say, the aggregates of cognition.